National anthem. First it was the bug and then the nerves, but you know what, on the third try she hits it out of the park for a Star Spangled Banner home run. So good job to Chris for getting it done, leading us in our national anthem as we give you the starting lineups for the Reading Colt 45s. Batting first will be Dusty Vela, the third baseman, and then batting second will be Cooper Thacker, who launched the home run last night, playing short. Batting third will be Kyle Norton in right field, who hit his first home run of the season. And then batting fourth is Hunter Reed at first base. Batting fifth is Patrick Fragoso at second base. Batting sixth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field. Batting seventh is Jeremy Giesig in left field. Batting eighth is Trey Thomas, the designated hitter. And then batting ninth is Eric Aguayo with Bronson Chappell on the mound, the ace for the Reading Colt 45s, who comes in with the team's highest earned run average for starters, with a sub-310 earned run average. And so the Colt 45s, oh man, Hogan Weaver doing leading the scorecard. That is Hogan Weaver, who is my younger brother's roommate. He is wearing no sleeves at all. The big man who apparently won the Sonoma State pie-eating contest this past year. He is a relief pitcher who throws around 80 miles per hour. And so leading out the cars, big arms, meeting Bob Anderson. Glad you could join us, Tyler. Let's break that analysis down of that national anthem by Chris Carpenter. It is never an easy job to go out there and sing in front of perform in front of people. And you know what? Credit to her, after a couple of miscues, able to get it straight on the third time. What'd you hear on your end?
Well, you know, absolutely. She made sure that the last time that she sang it was the only time she needed to sing it. And anybody who had any problem with that probably wasn't a very nice person. I think it was a beautiful job. And
I think it was too. It was a very lovely rendition, to say the least. I have to say, though, because of modern technology, we can look things up on our phones in case we forget something. So, good thing we were living in 2023 instead of 2003. I don't know. Could you have gotten the national anthem on one of those Nextels? I don't know. We were like 12 back then.
Yeah, we probably could have, but it would have been we would have had to have the crowd help.
Oh, yeah, we would have definitely have had to have the crowd help. So, good job on Chris Carpenter knocking out the national anthem. And for the Novato Knicks, who are looking to rebound after yesterday's 11-7 loss that was all started in the second inning on a crazy double steal play by both Kyle Norton and Cooper Thacker. It started with Kyle Norton at first, Thacker at second, and Norton getting caught into a rundown, and then on his pursuit to second, yelling at Thacker to go to third. Thacker went to third, got himself into a pickle, beat the throw to third on a tag applied by tonight's catcher Lucas Townsend, and then because nobody was covering for Townsend at home base, he was able to take off and steal two bases in one play. That ended up being a four-run inning for the Colt 45s, who ended up jumping out to a big lead, led 7-1, and finished the game with an 11-7 victory behind six brilliant innings by Spencer Reif, who just left this morning after a very solid job with the Colt 45s. He leads the team with 75 strikeouts and finished his season with a 3.10 ERA. And so the Colt 45s, wearing their white jerseys, yellow numbers, and yellow sleeves, the Novato Knicks wearing red with gray pants and a white logo, and white numbers. So, the Colt 45s getting warmed up and settled. And tonight, we'll get you the sponsorship in a moment. Tonight's broadcast, at least for the third base club, is Crisco. Crisco Equipment Rentals has a wide range of equipment to homeowners. Crisco has the right tool for the job and will even show you how to use it while providing over 25 years of gold standard service. Stop by our office in Redding or check us out at www.criscorent.com. If you need it, Crisco's got it. So the Colt 45s, again, trying to finish off the season, having won four straight since sweeping Sacramento NBO, and looking to make it another win against the Novato Knicks, who battled the Colt 45s, but first time around in early July, took two out of three. And so, the Colt 45s, though, getting warmed up. And again, we celebrate today as being a bit of a pitcher's day. On this day, in 1923, Washington Senators legendary right-hander Walter Johnson became the first of what is now 18 men to throw 3,000 strikeouts for his career. And of course, as we know, Tyler, the all-time leader, is the Bogart himself, the one of the greats of all time, the man to lead the National League in strikeouts so many times, but yet to have never won a Cy Young Award. Nolan Ryan,
the Ryan first,
Express. Johnson second with 4,875. And you got an impressive list that goes down from there. Interestingly enough, you have two pitchers still competing in today's, actually four pitchers, two of which are in the 3,000 club. Two others, though, on the cusp of doing it. Zach Greinke at 2,947 and Clayton Kershaw with 2,912. The current gentleman on the 3,000 strikeouts list are none other than Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. And so for Chappell, looking to provide his own variation of strikeouts and pitching dominance, trying to follow up Spencer Reif. And for Chappell, he has accepted a scholarship to play at Hawaii Pacific University. And so, for Chappell, going to be working today with Aguayo after an impressive day of catching yesterday by Mackenzie Higuchi, speaking of Hawaii, the Oahu Island native, went 4-for-4 in yesterday's game with a run batted in, threw out a runner as well. And so, again, for the young Aguayo, who is going to be attending Cal State San Bernardino, looking to follow up Higuchi's performance at home plate. And so it's Chappell, the pitcher, Aguayo behind the dish, looking to follow up yesterday's impressive work by Reif and Higuchi. And so here is Riley Cronin to lead things off, the second baseman. And so for this team from the Novato Knicks, located in Wine Country, a team that consists of 25 members from from Sonoma State. Technically it is Cal State Sonoma, but we actually call it Sonoma State. Here's the pitch. Fastball delivered on the inside corner for a strike, a four-seamer, and the count is on. You know, Tyler, I got sent I just saw somebody from Shasta County write about UCLA, and they called it UC Los Angeles. That was...
Oh, that's terrible.
That was different. 1-1 now, the count to Cronin. Here's Chapel. Heel set. The boy out of Harriman, Utah. Winds and fires. The 1-1 pitch. Two-seamer missing just inside. Some late break and run to the inside part of the knees to Cronin. And it's 2-1. Just getting started here in the top of the first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Four-seam on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls, two strikes against Cronin. Chapel, he'll set. Wine and fire, the 2-2 pitch. Again, swung on and ripped foul along the first base side. And so the Colt 45s with brand new painted walls in right and right center, left and left center, painted yellow with black along the dead center wall. Here's Chapel, and he'll set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A little slider that misses just a little high for ball three. And so for Chapel, nitpicking a little bit, trying to find the corners. Chapel with some fires, the 3-2 pitch. Straight fastball swung on, grounded hard, diving effort by Fragoso. He'll try to get a throw from his knees, but there won't be a play. So for Cronin with the leadoff single. So good play there by Fragoso, trying to doing a good job of keeping it in on the infield. So 3-2 pitch, fastball down the middle, and Cronin doing enough with it to make hard contact and get himself a single. And now here's Brandon Herter. Here's Chapel. He'll set, wind and fire. Herter looks the bunt, gets it down. Back to Chapel. Chapel with plenty of time. Throws a verse for the out. And then trying to go to third. The throw to third is not in time. Riley Cronin noticed the sagging Vela coming off the back. And he just continued to drift. Didn't keep his head in the play. And with Cronin seeing that the base wasn't occupied, took off running and was able to beat the throw to third. And so one away on a sacrifice bunt by Herter that ends up picking up two bases for the Knicks. And now here's Schaefer, who swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's Chapel. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. Two-seam action there to the outside corner by Chapel. 0-2. Chapel. He'll set. Whip and deliver. 0-2. Fastball missing just above the hips. So one ball and two strikes. Glad you could join us in the fourth-to-last game that'll be played here this summer. 1-2 pitch is swung on. Hit foul and I play behind home plate. And so, again, even on a very hot day, the Colt 45s fans showing up.
Three Fire Radio.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schaefer. Fastball swung on, lifted again behind home plate and foul. And so, for Chapel being aggressive with that fastball, Chapel, he'll set. Winding fire, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. The strike three, a slider takes care of Schaefer, and there's two away. And so, for Schaefer, or excuse me, for Chapel, able to take care of Schaefer in. Again, a guy who is working in the low 90s right now. fastball mixing in with a changeup and a slider. Talented, talented pitcher. Here's the delivery now to Nico Tejada. That's taking a little up for an in for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Chapel, heel set. The pitch down the middle for a strike with the fastball. Chapel, heel set. Wind and fire. The 1-1 is swung on and a bouncer to the third. Up with it, the throw to first, a little high, but tag applied by Hunter Reed on the throw by Vela, and that ends the inning. And so for Vela, bailed out a little bit there by Reed, who applies the tag. And so despite Riley Cronin being the leadoff base runner and getting to third, the Novato Knicks can't do anything with their fortune. They leave Cronin stranded, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up to bat. No score.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including.
Sets, winds, and fires. The first pitch is snapped right on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Pitch swung on, and a bouncer to second. Up with it is Cronin. Throws the first to Joey Toddy. That takes care of Vela, and there's one away.
Now batting, shortstop, number one, Cooper Thacker.
And now here is Cooper Thacker, who, man, talk about a guy just having an impressive summer, batting .486. His third home run in just 10 games last night. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. And we measured him at around 5'10", 140. He said, nah, you got to give me at least 20 more pounds there. Call it 160. 0-1 pitch. Changeup. Swung on and missed for strike two. And so, for Coleman, ahead of Cooper. Coleman wearing a nice handlebar mustache. Looking in. Sets. Winds and fires. The 0-2 is swung on and line foul and out of play. Ooh, nearly took out a white truck. And again, even as hot as it was, once that sun starts to set, it really becomes nice. Mr. Fans blowing in the background for the fans. 0-2 pitch, change up. Ooh, wow, that missed a little bit inside there. Looked good for Coleman, but for Thacker not pulling the trigger, one ball and two strikes to count. Here's Coleman. Coleman sets. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, watch out for the car. Oh, that nearly took out a blueberry colored RAV4. One ball and two strikes again. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs above the head of Thacker. Thacker, who comes by way of Chico, California, and attended Pleasant Valley before going to Lassen College this past season and now has a scholarship to UC San Diego. Takes a little low and in for ball three. And so for Thacker, the speedy man himself trying to work himself aboard after stealing two bases in yesterday's game, also walked twice. 3-2 pitch, way upstairs and in for ball four, above the head of Thacker. Thacker jogging quickly to first, and so for the Redding Colt 45s, the top of the order has been so dangerous for them all season long, and here is Kyle Norton, who hit his first home run of the season yesterday. Just a snappy deep fly ball that carried over the right center wall. Thacker not going on the first pitch. Way inside. Pass and low for ball one. And taking off to second easily is Thacker. And so for Coleman right now, after getting the ground out for Vela, trying to rediscover his command. Actually had an 0-2 count with Thacker. Just let him off the hook. Coleman sets and delivers. The 1-1-0 pitch is swung on, grounded to third, off the glove of Taddy, and there won't be a play. Taddy is going to be charged with the error, and so the Redding Colt 45s are looking to take advantage as Thacker took third on Taddy's error. And so with runners at the corners, here is Hunter Reed. And so for Taddy, who just, that was just a routine four-hander right to his chest and just couldn't glove it cleanly. And so for Norton and Thacker, thunder and lightning for the Colt 45s. There goes Norton on the first pitch. That ball is swung on and fouled away. Carrying, ooh, nearly hit somebody in the parking lot. Got always keep your head on a swivel there. 0-1 the count for Hunter Reed, who was born in the same town as where Dr. Pepper was invented, in Plano, Texas. Says they call Dr. Pepper liquid barbecue sauce.
Tastes like it too.
Yeah, it does. Liquid barbecue sauce. So, 0-1 the count, and yep, he is a big fan of it. Here's the 0-1 pitch, faking like he's going to go and then retreating back to first as Norton on ball one. So one ball and one strike with one out, bottom of the first, no score. And the Colt 45s trying to open up shop here with Thacker at third and Norton at first. Here's Coleman. Heel set. Wind and fire. There goes Norton. Pitch slider is taken outside for ball two. There won't be a throw. And sliding in safely is Norton to second with the stolen base. And so after yesterday's chaos, Townsend learning very quickly better to eat it rather than follow the Colt 45's Bugs Bunny trickery. 2-1. That's a fastball that's a little bit outside for ball three.
One of the more exciting plays of the year, for sure.
And so for Townsend, looking back at the home plate umpire, asking him where that missed, just a little bit off the plate. Coleman sets and delivers the 3-1 slider. That snakes on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Reed, trying to give it a ride after hitting his 8th home run of the season last night. Coleman sets the 3-2 pitch, is swung on and missed for strike three. Came in with an off speed, and Reed was out in front, and down he goes. Big strike out there for Coleman and the Knicks, who have lost 3 of 4 to the Colt 45s and are looking to at least come back to Reading
and
maybe win the series. Here's the pitch to Fragoso. That's taken down and away for ball one. And so for Fragoso from East Vail, California. Now attends Cal State San Bernardino. Here's 1-0 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted up along the third base side and foul out of play. Almost in the direction of the Sandlot sound machine that is performing tonight. We have tubas, saxophones, even have an electric guitar. I think that might be a... No, that's a... I think that's an eight string is just the regular guitar and six string is the bass, right, Tyler?
You can six strings regular guitar, eight string. If he has eight strings, he's playing just a different tone guitar.
Oh, okay.
Four string for a bass.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Oh, never mind. That's why I got my numbers all mixed up. See, that's how much I know about music.
You multiply.
Can't believe
twice.
I got an A in music appreciation. Yep. I swear I didn't cheat either. 2-1 to Fragoso.
Only cheating is not trying, pal.
I didn't cheat, though, I swear.
Well, I believe you. I'm just saying, at least you tried.
Yeah. 2-1. Yes, I did. I did try. I tried very hard to not fall asleep.
Oh, come on. It's better than that.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner at the hips for strike two to Fragoso. And so for Fragoso, trying to avoid the letdown that the Novato Knicks ran into when they had one out and a man at third, failing to bring in a run. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Fragoso continuing to battle with Giacomo Crosetti on deck. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the first, no score. 2-2 pitch. That swung on and fouled away. And so for Fragoso, continuing to battle up there. That was a very tough pitch to fight off. Fastball right at the hips. Able to get a piece and nick it off the home plate netting. And so we'll do it again. Coleman. And Fragoso locking horns. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field, but plenty playable. Moving over to his right about 3 steps and a quarter and making the catch is Jake Moore, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get their two speedsters in scoring position, but fail to bring him in. No runs, no hits, a walk, an error, and two men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning between the Novato Knicks and the Reading Colt 45s. No score.
This is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right.
Number 18, Jake Moore.
Top of the second inning we go, and Jake Moore to lead things off. Here's Chapel. He'll set, wind and fire. The first pitch, fastball way inside for ball one, having to turn his hip a little bit to get out of the way is Moore. Chapel sets, winds and fires. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner finds the mark. And so, for Chapel, who has 42 strikeouts on the year, but again, just the guy who works with soft contact, 1-1 is swung on, straight foul up along the right field line and out of play. So, one ball and two strikes a count as we celebrate pitching. First on the list is Nolan Ryan with 5,174 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch swung on, line to right field, but over to receive it is Kyle Norton, makes a catch, and there's one away. And so for Moore, who hits the ball hard, but positioned perfectly, was Norton able to range to his left. And with one away, here is Ansel Carson. And so for Carson, the left-handed hitting shortstop, a la Corey Seager, who, speaking of which, kind of a bummer that he went on the disabled list with a sprained right thumb.
Oh, you don't need any more All-Stars in your lineup.
What?
I said you don't need any more All-Stars in your lineup.
Hey, you're right. We don't, especially when you have what Freddie Freeman's been doing lately, man.
Oh, my goodness.
20-game hitting streak.
Can't believe Atlanta let him go.
What?
I said I cannot believe Atlanta let him go.
I think it was more like the Dodgers just shelled out the cash.
I think that's true.
The Bennies.
The Bennies speak, man, loudly.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken down and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. And so for Chapel from Harriman, Utah. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Carson. And again, just so patient and so aggressive, but he's just a guy that when you throw as many strikes as you do, it almost, you know, becomes like the case you have with Greg Maddux, who, you know, again, doesn't get enough credit as the pitch is taking a little up and in for ball one. One ball and
you can
no strike to count.
If I'm having a starting five rotation, I'm putting Greg Maddux in there every time. He's just that good.
He is. You know, I mean, again, that one of my best childhood memories was when the Dodgers got to pick him up in 2004 and they had him for like half a season. He was like 42 years old at the time. 1-1 pitch grounded softly back to Chapel. Chapel with plenty of time. Fires to get Taddy, and that takes care of the inning. And so for Chapel right now, with a very Greg Maddux type of performance, using soft contact to get outs, two strikeouts. He has retired the last six batters that he's faced since the leadoff single to Cronin. We're going to the bottom of the second. Let's see if the Colt 45s can put up some hits and runs as we have no score here from historic Tiger Field.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that's running as it goes. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now.
Hi. Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the second inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s are trying to get some offense going against the Novato Knicks, who have settled in a little bit after a rough first game where the Colt 45s jumped on them for five runs in the first two innings. Let's see if Giacomo Crisetti can open things up, as he will be the leadoff man, followed by Jeremy Giesing and then Trey Thomas. Zach Coleman looking in. He'll wind and fire. The first pitch taken down and away for ball one for Crisetti, who one and out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Crisetti, he'll be attending an NAIA school in Iowa next season. Here's Coleman. He sets 1-1 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Looking up near the wall, under it, at the warning track, and making the catch is Joey Loveless, and there's one away. Oh, boy. For Jeremy Giesing, man, that ball took off like a driver off of a pro golf. It just kept going up and up in the air, and you thought that maybe with the heat that it would carry a little bit, but then Loveless was able to turn his shoulder and didn't have to jump, but still had to head right back to the warning track to make the catch. And so for Crisetti, who is still looking for his first home run of the season, will have another opportunity in his next at bat to do so. Meanwhile, the first pitch is tipped foul, and so for Jeremy Giesing. Coleman, he'll set wind and fire. The second pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. That slider tucking away from Giesing. And so for Giesing, who comes in hitting 243. As one home run. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one. Man, talk about mustard off the hot dog. That was like sauerkraut and horseradish sauce and ghost peppers mixed together to form a combination of ew.
Hey, Ethan, what's this?
That was about 2.5 feet above the head of Giesing. What's up? Do you like that combination?
What kind of song is this? It goes like this. That's chin music, buddy.
Yeah, that is chin music. That also sounded like Shoot by the Beatles.
Come together.
So meanwhile, the Colt 45 is trying to come together as Giesing will grab a new bat after fouling a pitch and splintering the barrel. And so we'll see with some brand new wood will Giesig do something with his swing, wearing a white sleeve on his right arm and a pair of crossing crosses on his neck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Giesig goes down. Looked like he was just leaning over to try to get that outside pitch, but came up empty. And so I think that is one thing that about Giesig's game that's going to have to grow as he looks to improve on his game, you know, trying to, you know, really hit that outside pitch well.
It's really hard to do. Everybody wants to pull the ball.
Yep. And now with two outs, here is Trey Thomas. The pitch to Thomas, taken a little high for ball one on the outer half. So one ball and no strikes to Thomas from Carson City, Nevada, the capital of Nevada, and it is not Las Vegas, and it isn't Reno.
We did this the very first game, remember?
Here's what?
So we did this the very first game.
Yes, we did. We did this the very first game, and did you know that Joe DiMaggio, late in his life, lived in Reno?
Oh, no, that's a good place to live for him.
It is a good place for him to live. One ball and one strike. Yeah, no, there was a writer that did something about his life and about how he would travel from Reno to San Francisco from time to time via car. 1-1 pitch swung on. That ball's out. Oh, watch out. And so a very crowded parking lot today. One ball, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the second, no score. Thomas trying to put a jolt into this crowd. So far, it's been a pitching duel between Chapel and Coleman. Coleman delivers 1-2 pitch. That's a slider that's buried down and away for ball two. I really like how he commands that pitch, just saucers, and again, that thing is either in the dirt or right at the knees. Definitely not leaving it up. Here's the 2-2 pitch, another slider that swung on and fouled away. Two ways you can throw that slider too, right, Tyler? The outside corner trying to hit that outside part, or you can sort of backdoor it as well and try to get a batter jammed.
Both effective.
Here's Coleman. Heel set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Back it goes to the wall. And gone! Right at the 358 site. And nearly hit it through the First Credit Union hole as well. Trey Thomas, the big money bat, with a two-strike count. And it's 1-0, Colt 45s.
No tonight. Let's go.
Trey Thomas. I guess the broadcaster's curse worked in this case. We were talking so much about that slider and how Coleman was able to locate it, and he threw that slider again, left it up, and Thomas able to hit it out of the ball yard.
I think the baseball gods pay back objectivity. They like that from announcers.
They do. They do indeed. We've been objective, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is lifted hard down the right field line and foul, out of play. Boy, so how about here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Two out. To Eric Aguayo. Coleman, the 1-2 pitch. That's taken up for ball two. And so Eric Aguayo, another player who will be attending Cal State San Bernardino, and the guy who has really developed into a solid defensive catcher.
Man, he was on fire last weekend.
Yeah, he was. Threw out five base runners last week against Sacramento NBO. Just an impressive line of work. Fouls the pitch away again. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. And, you know, even though it's only a 1-0 game, you do like the fact that the Colt 40 guys are seeing a tough pitcher like Coleman. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit hard into center field for a base hit. And so for Eric Aguayo. Nice bit of hitting. Fighting off the fastball in the slider. And so for Aguayo, he will be tagged out, and Mason Cassingham will come into the game as the pinch runner. And Logan, the pinch runner for today, the young man, 10 years old, out of the Cottonwood Crush, the Little Leaguer, getting it done. Here's the pitch, swung on by Vela. Line hard, leaping catch made by Anzel Carson, and that ends the inning. So for Vela on the first pitch that he sees, hits a hot liner, but a nice play by Anzel Carson to rob Vela of a base hit. But the Colt 45s get on the board with Trey Thomas, who on a 2-2 count with 2 outs, sends a slider over the left center wall for a home run. And so with the home run, the Colt 45s are able to take the first lead of the evening. One run on one hit, one very hard hit home run by Trey Thomas to put the 45s on the board. And at the end of two, it's Reading 1, the Novato Knicks nothing, here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Kicking a funky rhyme to the funky swing beat. Nodding your head in the Cherokee G. I didn't come alone this time. Ken Griffey from the crowd to one rhyme.
Ken Griffey is a swinger, not a singer. A deaf rhyme bringer. A home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the third inning we go, and Joey Lovelace looking to put the Novato Knicks on the board, facing Bronson Chapel. First pitch, four-seam fastball right on the outside corner. 4 strike, 0-1 the count for the leading starter with a 3.05 ERA. 0-1, check swing, yes he did, a slider that fools Lovelace for strike two. And so, poor Chapel working incredibly efficient right now. Chapel, he'll set the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and lifted high into right center. Going back is Crescetti. Plenty of room. Makes the catch near the warning track dirt. And there's one away. And so, for Chapel, continuing to work very well. And again, the born and raised in Harriman, Utah. This town was founded in 1851 and is located just outside of Salt Lake City in Salt Lake County. Here's Chapel, the first pitch. That snaps a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the counts. Chapel, he sets the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung it hard down the third baseline and foul. No balls and two strikes to count. And again, started off the day with a little bit of a cute moment there with our leading national anthem singer, Chris Carpenter, who sang for us today, dealt with some technical difficulties, but was able to pull through and get it together on her third try. A lot of mosquitoes in this town as well, so. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball one. Chapel, he'll set. 1-2 pitch. Four-seamer taken away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the third, Colt 45's lead, 1-0. 2-2 pitch, grounded to third. Up with it is Vaila. The throw to first in time, and that takes care of Townsend, and there's two away. A little bit of a high throw there from Vaila, but it helps when you have a target. And Hunter Reed, who is 6'3". So, with two outs, and now here is Riley Cronin. Cronin, he singled, and then was left stranded at third, and Knicks haven't been heard from since. First pitch blows a fastball by Cronin for strike one. 0-1 the counts. Chapel the 0-1. That's bouncing the dirt. So one ball and one strike. Glad you could all join us here for what is the second to the final series for the Reading Colt 45s. We'll be playing Sacramento NBO next week. 1-2 pitch, or excuse me, 1-1 pitch taken for strike two. The count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. Ooh, that one's going to sting. Hit it off of his foot. One thing about Chapel that he did as a kid, he was actually a model growing up as a child. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's a slider taken down for ball two. So he used to actually... How do we explain this?
He used to be good looking for a living.
He still is in some aspect. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider taken away for ball three. So, yeah, no, he would do fashion shows down in Utah and something that he did as a child, but transitioned into baseball. 3-2 pitch. Slider swung on line hard into left field for a base hit. Giesig over to get it. He's going to throw it into second. Good throw by Giesig to hold Cronin for a single. And so for right now, the only man it seems capable of hitting Chapel at the moment from the Knicks is Riley Cronin, who's 2-for-2. And so 1-2 pitch, left a hanging slider, and he bashed it in the left, and now here is Brandon Hurt. Here's the pitch to Herter. Fastball taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Colt 45 leading 1-0 if you're just joining us. Here in the top of the third inning after a home run with two outs by Trey Thomas. 1-0 catch. That swung on and missed for strike one. Burying that fastball at the knees of Herter. Chapel sets. Cronin trying to get a beat. Cronin not going. 1-1 is swung on, lifted along the third base side and foul. That's out of play and going to go into the bocce courts. Speaking of sports that are a little bit relatively new, did you know about the pickleball community here in Reading? It has been a pickleball court sort of summer. 1-2 pitch, change up. On the outside corner, freezes, Herter for strike three, and down he goes. And so, for Chapel continuing to work efficiently, allows the single to Cronin, but nothing more. No runs, one hit. That is now three strikeouts in three innings for Chapel. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, the Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road basin sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply.
Winning down in Washington, I'm talking baseball. Lazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber, and the duke. They know them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially with
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
To the bottom of the third inning, and it's time to throw it to the man who won the Sequoia Middle School Science Fair when he was in the eighth grade. It is time for Chappie's Hot Corner with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Chappie.
How about the Turtle Bay School third place in the science fair? That's a little bit better for me. This is Chappie's Hot Corner. The Colt 45s are playing in their second-to-last series of the year this weekend against the Novato Knicks. The Colt 45s take their name from the 1962 expansion team, the Houston Colt 45s. The team only went by that moniker for three seasons before changing their name to the Houston Astros, the name that remains to this day. An outright name change is rare in MLB history. Since the turn of the 20th century, only the Cleveland Guardians have made a name change that drastic. They used to go by the Cleveland Indians. Other teams have made slight alterations, like Tampa Bay dropping the Devil from the Rays. But Houston is the only one that changed that drastically. Colt 45 spit Redding just like a gun in a holster. Back to you, Ethan.
Yep, you're right. Like a gun in a holster, indeed, matching the blue-collared, tough nature of this town. And you know what? It is, we wouldn't have it any other way, would we? You know what? As we have one and two, the count to Cooper Thacker. Here's Coleman, whips and delivers. 1-2 pitch, swung on line hard into center field. And that'll find some fairway for a base hit. Thacker with the turn. He'll see it first. And so for Cooper Thacker, who continues to wear the ball out this season with the 45s to bring up Kyle Norton. And so with the fact that Snyder has sold the Washington Commanders, are we about to see another name change of Washington, the NFL team again?
I feel like we should. The Commanders isn't that bad. The Guardians isn't as bad as I thought it was at first either. Sometimes you just need to change. I think the Colt 45s had to change because the firearm company wanted some money, so it wasn't any controversy or anything. But I think Dan Snyder was a pretty bad owner.
Yeah, there are no argument there. Yeah. One ball and one strike, the counts. You know what? Just go back to the Washington football team and leave it at that.
I actually like that.
1-1 the count. Throw over to first hand, back on the bag is Thacker. And so for Thacker, who will be heading out with the boys tomorrow to possibly do some bass fishing in the morning, finally got themselves a boat. Thacker looks like he's going to go, puts on the brakes. 1-1 pitch to Norton is swung on and fouled away along the third base side. One ball and two strikes. Here's something that will bring a tear to your eye, Chappie, seeing a Matt Olson jersey.
Oh, man.
Ah.
An Oakland A's Matt Olson jersey, right?
Yep, an Oakland A's Matt Olson jersey.
Man, that.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, that ball was stung down the third base side and foul and nearly hit Hunter Reed, and he's like, "Bud, you're trying to hit me or something?"
Man,
probably snuck it some shaving cream in it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Not at all.
1-2 the count. I was just reminded of the Mighty Ducks, the second Mighty Ducks move. 1-2 pitch is taken. First strike, 3. The throw to second, not in time as Thacker strikes out, as Norton strikes out. Thacker steals second. Norton caught looking, and with one away, here's Hunter Reed. Yeah, no, it just reminded me of the scene that they did it, and in the Mighty Ducks movie, the second one. But that would not be appropriate now. Yeah,
that's a good series of movies.
Putting shaving cream on your roommates and waking them up in the middle of the night. It was funny though back when we were 7 years old and watching it.
Oh, I love that movie. I don't like Mighty Ducks because I'm a Sharks fan, but I love that movie.
Ooh, who's your favorite Shark? Joe Pavelski?
Oh no, it's Patrick Marleau.
Oh yeah, Patrick Marleau, Joe Thornton.
Yep, Brent Burns. We had the Beatles together for a while. We just never put it together.
Nope. Maybe one day there will be a celebration in San Jose.
I will be there no matter what I'm doing.
Nice. One ball and, or excuse me, no balls and two strikes the count. 200, the 0-2 pitch, fastball taken a little bit up and away for ball one. And so, for Reed, who is from Plano, Texas, and used to compete in the same league as Highland Park High School, where Clayton Kershaw played his high school ball. So,
talk about a guy with
a what?
I said, talk about a guy with some major league potential. I think Hunter Reed's got the size and got the pop.
Oh man, 6'3", and he's pretty athletic too. Like he's got some feet for being a big fella. It's just a matter of, you know, can he consistently hit? Takes a changeup just a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Wow, that was a very gutsy take right there. Very close on the corner.
That'll help you out, too. Watching the ball in.
What?
Taking walks will help you out, too, trying to get to the majors.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted high into shallow right field. Going out is the second baseman, Cronin. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. And so holding it second is Thacker. And now here is Patrick Fregoso.
Freeze the plate. Second baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
And so for Patrick Fregoso, looking to put something hard in play as his team leads 1-0, flew out to center, and his first bat takes down and away for ball one. So Fregoso followed by Crosetti, who is 0-1, hit a very high fly ball out into left field. 1-0 Kitsch, taking a little bit outside and high for ball two. And so for Coleman, again, hasn't lit up the score sheet yet, but again, just doing a good job of throwing strikes consistently. Double move, look over to second, and had a fielder been there, Thacker might have been run down, but shortstop Carson didn't rotate over in time, so for Thacker, staying on his toes, Coleman winds and fires, 2-0 changeup drops on the outside corner. First strike one, 2-1. Colt Fortivaz ahead, 1-0 on the Trey Thomas. Again, another move, but nobody biting. I guess if there's one thing that I do like about the pitch clock and the new rules is the fact that you can't just intentionally make a move to a base runner by just in a way of trying to throw off the rhythm of the hitter.
And that's really what they're doing when they do that. They know they're not getting the guy at second base, especially.
Well, it's baseball being played the way that it was. And I believe there was a ball actually added because of that second move. Interesting. So maybe it is the new era indeed. It was 2-1 the count. And then it was marked 3-1.
You know what I'd like to see the 45s do this year before we're over? Just a hitting ball trick. Just let's put it in Hunter Reed's ear and see what he does.
Yeah, he's got a big enough ear hole to do it. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So apparently you do get a ball after trying to make a move twice. So, here's the 3-2 pitch. Slider, that's taken away for ball four. And so for Patrick Fregoso, able to work himself aboard, and with two outs here is Giacomo Crosetti, who launched the ball into left field, but it was tracked down by Joey Loveless. Here's the pitch. Slider that swung on and fouled away. You know, I know Crosetti wants to end the year with at least one home run. I mean, he's been so good at driving the ball into right center and just getting the little line drive, just those, you know, hard hits that you need barreling up. Pitches 0-1. Pitch swung on and grounded to short. Up with it. The foot race is on. Throw to first is in time. And that takes care of Crosetti for the third out. So the Colt 45s get two base runners aboard, but come away empty-handed. No runs, one hit, two men left. We go to the top of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Walk through hell and he has to lease it. If there's one more game to play, diving down this boulevard they call Heroes Way.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Tonight's Reading Cold 45's sponsor is Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscapesupply.com. Here's Lucas Schaefer, the first pitch he sees. Drives one deep into left field, hooking down the left field line and foul. By about 7 feet, that ball is awfully close to leaving the ball yard in fair territory. And so for Chapel, wiping his brow a bit. 0-1 pitch comes in with a hard fastball that swung on and fouled away. You know, sometimes the best thing you can do as a pitcher is to just go with what your best stuff is. And he threw a slider over the plate, and Schaefer nearly took it for a ride. Comes again with another fastball. That swung on and fouled back. 0-2. Hoping that we get to see Hogan Weaver again. Remember the baseball grunt that he unleashed last time he was here? Hit fastball, swung on, rolled up along the third base side, and foul. Yeah, I really want to see Hogan pitch.
That's a good name. Hogan Weaver.
Hogan Weaver, and he is as colorful as you can imagine, man. 5'10", 240-pound relief right-hander.
Sounds like a crowd-favorite relief pitcher.
He is. He's a good guy, too. 0-2 pitch. Slider. That's a little down and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes for Schaefer, who is also tonight's beer batter. Chapel sets, winds and fires. The 1-2 pitch swung on, fly ball down the first baseline and foul into the parking lot. And so far, so good. No damage done. Apparently, the car next to mine ended up getting their windshield broken.
Hey, how'd your car fare when it did get hit?
Once he hit, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back is Giesing to the wall, leaps up and makes the catch!
Let's go.
Right up against the wall, Jeremy Giesing running it down with a fantastic grab and robbing what could have been a double away from Lucas Schaefer, and there's one away. And now, here is Nico Tejada. Man, love how after a play like this, it just went from going stone-cold quiet right here. 1-0. We like to play it cool, calm, and collected here already. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball's lifted foul up behind home plate along the first base side. Under it is Reed getting Chapel out of the way, and Reed takes care of business, makes the catch, and there's two outs. So for Chapel, getting some help from his defense, especially from Giesing. Boy, that was a nice play there, going a long ways, tracking that fly ball, and then that wall, too, is made out of pure brick, so you also have to be careful to not try to run full speed into that thing. You could literally break a rib trying to go full speed. Pitch is taken on the outside corner, four-seamer. For a strike. 0-1 the count. Mr. Fabulous giving out the cowbells to the young men. But first you gotta use the magic words. There you go. There you go, Mr. Fabulous. Oh, gotta love Mr. Fabulous, man. Our one of our top fans from originally born and raised in Bronx, New York.
Baseball City.
Yep. Two balls and one strike. Also, home to some very good pizza. Go to Sal's. That's where you got to go along Fordham Avenue.
Oh, man, I'll remember
where Vince Scully went to school. 2-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is another high throw, and off the bag is Reed, and he is safe. Those high throws were going to catch up to Vela eventually, and this time unable to toe-tap the bag is Reed. And so for the Novato Knicks with the tying run at first base here in the top of the fourth inning with two outs. Now, Ken, it's been so interesting to see how, you know, really third base has really been the main cause of the Colt Worthy Vibes troubles.
Seems like it.
Here's the pitch taken inside for ball one. And it's just been that routine throw. Trying to scoop, throw across the diamond. I mean, again, it's baseball. Nothing is ever taken for granted. But why do you think it is that particular throw from third base to first base has just been such a flea in these guys' ears?
Well, if I remember correctly, the sun is kind of in that direction, but I don't think that's it. I think that's the longest.
I mean, the sun's set now, so it definitely has nothing to do with the sun. Meanwhile, backdoor throw to first. Oh, just beat it back to the bag. Nice play by Aguayo going behind the back pocket of Ansel Carson. Nearly had Jake Moore at first base, but Moore just able to apply a tag. Bob Anderson arguing with the first base umpire, being very vocal. He thought he was out. Anderson out of his clubhouse, or out of his dugout, now back into it.
Get back in there,
2-0
Bob.
2-0 pitch taken just a little bit outside for ball three. Balls, no strikes.
Back to what you were saying, I think that the throw from third to first is obviously the longest one on the diamond, but it's also, if you have a good first baseman like we have, you kind of take that for granted.
Yeah. 3-0 pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Johnson and Vela, who are the two team leaders in errors, Mason Johnson has committed 16 errors, now 13 errors for Dusty Vela. 3-1 with two outs, and Ansel Carson trying to make the Colt Worthy Vibes pay. We have two outs in the top of the fourth inning. The Colt Worthy Vibes leading 1-0. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. Carson got the outside fastball, nearly swung out of his boots. Big swing came up empty. 3-2. Two out. Chapel. The pitch. There goes the runner. Fastball taken just a little bit high and away for ball four. And so now here comes Joey Totti.
So, Ethan, little trivia. Who do you think is the Colt 45, season Colt 45's lone Hall of Famer to wear that uniform?
The lone Redding Colt 45?
No, Houston. Houston.
Colt from Redding?
No. The lone Houston Colt 45's Hall of Famer to wear
that. Oh, Nolan Ryan.
No, it is Joe Morgan. He started his career wearing.
Oh, darn it. I should have known that. Yeah, Joe started with the Astros, and then eventually he made his way to Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
I actually wrote about Joe Morgan, too, because he was teammates with Bill Plummer, who is a former Reading Colt 45's manager, who was a member of the Big Red Machine with Pete Rose, Joe Morgan,
Concepcion.
Yep.
Johnny Bench, of course.
Johnny Bench, who was the Hall of Fame catcher that Bill Plummer backed up. And Bill, by the way, was so respected in Major League Baseball back in his heyday that Sports Illustrated actually did a five-page feature on him. And so that was this was the golden era of, since you got me, of course, golden age of sports journalism, right? I digress.
Absolutely,
I'm just joking around.
No, absolutely.
I'm just joking around here, but this was in the day when Sports Illustrated was the primetime magazine where you got a story and it was a big deal, and you know what, you kept that issue for a while. Well, Bill Plummer, IO2 Hitch is taken high for ball one to Toddy, was held in such a high regard that Sports Illustrated did a full-length feature, and Johnny Bench had such high praise for Bill, saying that Bill could have started on any other ball club, but just decided to remain with the Reds because of the camaraderie, because of how talented that team was.
As far as
and you know what, Bill, when he got his opportunities, really could do some damage. He also played a little bit of first base. And again, baseball was so different back then because you really wanted it. It was really about winning. You wanted to win. I mean, yeah, they were living in a time where you could make money on endorsements, but nothing to what you see now.
No.
But, you know, he wanted to be on a team that won and made a career out of it.
And what a
team. After his career with the Reds, he was a coach for several major league ball clubs, was an assistant coach with the Colorado Rockies, was the manager for the Seattle Mariners when Ken Griffey Jr. made his debut. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Strike three called. Catches the outside corner. And down goes Toddy. So Toddy goes down looking. And for Bronson Chapel, the boy out of Harriman, Utah, who just continues to make the big pitch throughout the season with two base runners aboard, takes care of Toddy, and there goes another opportunity for the Novato Knicks to score, and they come away empty-handed. No runs, no hits. Two left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
J.D. Martinez, baby. What an off-season acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
bottom of the fourth inning we go, and here is Jeremy Giesig. The 0-1 pitch to Giesig. That ball is swung on, popped up along the left side of the infield. Under it, near foul territory, making the catch is Nico Tejada, and there's one away. So for Jeremy Giesig, he flies out to the third baseman. And now here is Che Thomas, the eight-hole nightmare, who with a 2-2 two-out approach in the second inning, drove a ball over the left center wall and hit it out for his fourth home run. Pitch is taken. Let me just double-check that. No, excuse me, for his third home run. Takes inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Carson City, the pride of Carson City, but opted to play baseball in California, takes a little bit high for ball two, attends Inno Valley College in Southern California. Another place that is steaming hot, the Marauders, just like the Harry Potter map. 2-0 is dropped a little bit inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And so for Coleman right now, trying to work and figure out Thomas. Thomas steps in, and now calling timeout is Coleman, and he's going to talk to his catcher. So working with Townsend.
Phenomena.
Oh, there you go. Got some cold water on my neck. What'd you say?
I said phenomena.
Phenomena, bud. That's one
Sesame Street reference.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, me love Sesame Street.
Uh-huh, peanut butter sandwiches. Who's that?
Oh, who is that?
That's the count, dude. Come on now.
Oh,
yes. Pay attention.
Oh, yes, I will pay attention.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. Take it on the outside corner for a second. If there is a class that I would love to teach, it would be 90s cultural appreciation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that is completely correct.
It needs to be taught.
Yes, it does.
The 90s were glorious. VHS test.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. So that ball is laced in the right field. And Che Thomas, better hurry to throw to first, not in time. Oh, boy. Che Thomas nearly got thrown out from right field, but able to speed in safely. And so for Che Thomas, who is 2-for-2 of the day with a home run and a single.
Two legs of the cycle. I feel like he had that last week.
Yeah, I think he did, too. I think he came up a single short, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, got to give credit to the right fielder, Lucas Schaefer, recognizing the liner and nearly threw him out. But for Thomas, though, that's why you hustle. He wasn't looking. He was running hard. Very quiet. And for a guy that's hitting 274, he's been very efficient. Again, baseball, there's so many ways that you can define success. Pitch is taken down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. You know, it's like you have these hitters that are hitting, you know, below 220, but if, you know, you're raking in, you know, 20 to 25 home runs a year, you're still considered a valuable player. That's scooped up in the dirt for ball two. Maybe to some people. What's your take on that?
Max Muncie. I don't know. Hitting like a, what, 192?
Hitting like 192, and still you got to go get it out of the ocean.
You got to get out of the ocean.
5 years ago, though. That was 5 years ago. Talk about ancient history.
Yep.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on that ball line hard into left field. For a base hit. Bottom of the order showing up for the Reading Colt 45 tonight. Between Che Thomas and Eric Aguayo, both players are 3-for-3 now at the plate after Eric Aguayo was hit by a pitch. And so, with runners at first and second, will this be the inning where the Colt 45s can start opening some things up? Beautiful sky, by the way, as the sun begins to set. Humidity 15% today. We're having a mixture of puffy blue and pink clouds. Just a gorgeous night. Man, I can only imagine what the Sacramento River is looking like right now along the Diesel Horse Bridge.
I'll see it in a couple.
0-1 the count. Oh, what?
I said I'll see it in a couple hours walking home.
Yeah, you're walking home?
Usually, I live right down the street.
One of the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes the count. Colt 45's ahead. 1-0, looking to add more. Vela, who hit the ball hard, has lost the bat, flips his bat, pokes it into left center, running under and making the catch. It's Jake Moore, and there's two away. And so for Vela, trying to find some fairway, but unable to do so on that turn. And now with two outs, here comes the man that has been wearing out the ball during his short period with the Colt 45s. And Cooper Thacker. Thacker takes a little bit down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. He originally started this summer season with the Reno Rams, but just decided that the competitive energy just wasn't to his liking, and that's why he came to the 45s, and boy, have the Colt 45s been benefiting off of his work.
What a good pickup.
What a fantastic pickup, man. He's what was a great Giants pickup in the middle of the season?
Oh, man.
1-1, it's swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field. Very playable, running in four steps and making the catch is Jake Moore, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get two base runners aboard with singles by Trey Thomas and Eric Aguayo, but nothing more to show for it. They leave two runners stranded as we have ourselves a tight ball game here. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hits it farther than camp pretend. Swings the bats like a little lady pipe. When they reach the ball, it's over right. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That giant.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fifth inning as Bronson Chapel continues to work through four shutout innings and is facing off against Joey Loveless. Here's the pitch to Loveless. Slider delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So despite Harriman being a small town of 55,000 people, it is the home to the Real Salt Lake MLS team training facility. 0-1 pitch taking a little inside for ball one. And it's also home to the Utah Warriors, who are part of the Major League Rugby League, the highest rugby league in all of the United States. 1-1 pitch down for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike to count to Loveless. Here's the 2-1. That swung on and missed for strike two. Chapel looking in, trying to take care of Loveless. The 2-2 pitch, four-seamer, strike three called, and down goes Loveless. Absolutely no love for Loveless, no Valentine's Day cards or free Hershey's chocolates. Just a strikeout, a fastball right to the outside corner.
Pitcher, number 20, Lucas Townsend.
And so now here is Lucas Townsend. And here's a fun fact about, speaking of Olympians, we've mentioned the greatness of Megan Rapinoe, and congratulations on Megan making it to 200 games in her storied career, one of the greatest women's soccer players of all time.
No doubt.
1-0 pitch swung on, line foul along the right field line. Another Olympian, though, that people might not realize is Stephen Thomasine, who is a member of the USA Rugby Sevens team that qualified for the last Olympics. He was born in Reading.
Oh, really?
1-1 pitch swung on and popped up. Under it, near the pitching mound, is Reed. Takes command. Chapel gets out of the way as Reed handles the catching duties, and there's two outs. But yeah, no, you just, Reading is, I mean, it's Reading. It's one of those places that you just fly by on the I-5 as you're trying to head to Portland, and you don't think about the fact that this town of just over 95,000 people has produced some pretty incredible athletes.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one the count to Riley Cronin, who is the only player really to give Chapel any grief. He is 2-for-2 with two singles. Whoa, one. That fastball, four-seamer, delivered just a little bit low. Chapel, he sets. Winds and fires the 1-1. Slider swung on. That ball is laced into right center, and that'll job again for a base hit, and we'll get all the way to the warning track dirt. Holding up at second is Riley Cronin, and so, Tyler's just one of those things right now where Chapel is just mowing down through every hitter that he has seen. Every hitter, that is, except for Riley Cronin, who's just seeing the ball well, whether it's the fastball, the slider, that time able to drive something hard into right center.
My favorite broadcaster, Mike Kruko, calls this ownage.
Yes, he...
He's got ownage on him.
Mike Kruk?
Mike Kruko.
Mike Kruko, okay, yeah, that's the color commentator on NBCS Bay Area, right?
Absolutely. Kruk and Kipe, two best broadcasters in the game. Aside from us.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is fouled away over the press box. I would need to have superpowers to get that one, but I don't. It's going to go into the bocce courts, and so we still haven't had a foul ball hit into our direction. We had one that came close, and it was dropped by our esteemed man known as Mr. Brian Berg. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ooh, that ball is hit foul at the plate, and I think that might have hit the umpire in the left leg a little bit, bending his knees, but staying in there. 0-2, Chapel against Brandon Herter. The 0-2 pitch, changeup. Herter goes around, and he is badly fooled. For strike three, he huffs, he puffs, and he will have something to think about with his chewing gum as he heads back to the dugout. And so, for Bronson Chapel continuing to wear out the Novato Knicks. That is 6 strikeouts in 5 innings of shutout ball. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But a night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the 5th inning we go, and we just met with the incomparable Steve Crisetti for the first time. That is the father of Giacomo Crisetti, and I am just finding out that not only is he a fisherman, but he is actually a fly fisherman guy. Wow, man, what a fun job that is. Showing people, just driving on a boat and just teaching people how to catch trout and steelhead salmon. That's awesome. Well, he gave me a note and he said he wanted to give a couple of gentlemen some shout outs who are listening to this game all the way in Alaska. So we're giving a shout out tonight to Popeye, Jaybird, Little Shoe, TJ, Cooney, Captain Mo, and T Didn't Work. Those are the gentlemen. 2-1 pitch grounded softly by Norton, picking it up, and Norton's just going to jog it into first as he is out, and there's one away. So the Colt 45s right now, defensive pitching-wise, getting all they can get from Chapel, but right now, offensively, with their bats looking a little bit stagnant. Here's Coleman. Coleman. He'll set. Wind in fire the first pitch. That's well, way upstairs for ball one. And Hunter Reed nearly had to call Dr. Pepper out to that one. Had to duck his head out of the way. 1-0. Coleman looking in to read the 1-0 catch. Another fastball. That's taken way upstairs for ball two. And so for Reed, taking some dirt, trying to buckle down and get something good to smash. 2 balls and no strikes. 1 out. Colt 45 is clinging to a 1-0 lead. 2-0. Slider. That's on the outside corner for strike one.
He's got a buddy named Popeye, huh?
He's got a buddy named Popeye, a buddies. He's got a lot of buddies. He's got Jaybird, Lil Shoe, Hootie, TJ, Cooney, 2-1 pitch. That's taking up for Baldwin. How does that sound right now? Let's just quit for the rest of the weekend and let's just go fishing in Alaska, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm down for that. Do you eat fish?
I will eat fish when I catch it.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. And that ball is hit high into center field. He lost it, though. The center fielder lost the ball in the lights. And that's going to jump for a base hit. Into second is Reed. And so for the running Colt 45s, get an absolute gift. Wow, what happened there? Jake Moore looked like he was under the ball, looked up, and he just could not find it. And so for Hunter Reed, who ends up picking a long lollipop double into left center.
Calling that a double?
We are definitely calling that a double. Just saying,
okay.
I've seen doubles get awarded for missing in the lights. It wasn't like
he didn't miss
it. I mean, he looked up and it looked like he was approaching the ball, but then he just looked and he put his hands up and he just couldn't find it.
That happens.
So definitely a stadium lights double. 0-1 missing down for ball one. We were talking about how, you know, it is not easy to play this game, and according to what Rick Bassetti tells us, these lights were actually intended to be around the stadium, and the way that the stadium was intended to be built, home plate is actually supposed to be where the left field foul line is right now, but because of how Cypress Avenue was built during the 1940s, they had to actually reconstruct the field to fit it to how it is today with these lights. And again, the lights, even though they are brand new, the foundations which they are founded upon really haven't changed over the years, have remained in the same spot. So it's just a different, it's, baseball's a tough game. These guys make it look easy, but even things as routine as maybe a fly ball can be, that's not easy. 3-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. On the outside corner to Fragoso. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hit up along the first base side and foul. Nice play there by Bassetti. Not Rick Bassetti, but to his nephew. T2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right center field. Center fielder trying to find it. This time he is able to locate and make the catch, and there's two away. So for Fragoso, can't find the same luck as Reed, unfortunately. He is now 0-2 on the day. And with two outs, here is Giacomo Crosetti trying to bolster the running Colt 45's lead as they are ahead 1-0. That run coming all the way in the second inning on a solo home run by Trey Thomas. Here's the pitch. Slider missing just a little bit. Inside for ball one. Tried to backdoor it to the right-hander Crosetti. 1-0, as we just mentioned, just met his father, who is a fly fisherman. 1-0 pitch, swing of that ball is laying hard into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Having some trouble in left field are the Novato next. The throw to second in time as Reed comes in to score. Giacomo is hosed, trying to turn a single into a double, but he does the damage that is required. A left